Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in. We've got Larry down there in the Southland. How are you doing there, Larry?
Oh, trying to decide whether to just use my long-distance binoculars or a telescope.
Why don't we start with the telescope routine, because there is a video on YouTube that looks absolutely authentic. It does verify a lot of what I've known right along. UFOs that were caught flying over the moon. Now, these things were huge. And when I looked at it, I thought, boy, those look an awful lot like those Russian cosmospheres Dr. Peter Bader talked about a long time ago. And I even wrote about it in Danny Dougal, The Lords of Mars, when they were on board a flying saucer and they were stowaways on this alien saucer ship. And they passed several of these very large cosmospheres on the way to the moon. And, you know, everybody laughs at all this. There's no underground tunnels all over the place. Well, you're an idiot if that's what you believe. Can't be polite about it, that you are. If you want to say that the truckers who have taken videos of thousands of miles of underground tunnels, et cetera, and call them all liars, I guess that's what you can do. You're in denial if that's what you're involved with, if you're just going to lie about it. Well, here's something else most people are in denial about. UFOs, dark side of the moon, on Mars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Larry, you've seen this one, right, with the UFOs. What was your take on that?
Well, it certainly looked authentic. And, you know, I posted also on my blog today, and I think I sent you a copy of it yesterday, the recent video showing the solar flare that happened April the 5th that seemed to reveal excellent images of an object, a massive object just behind the sun and off to the side. It's unbelievable. And I'm beginning to wonder if all the activity on the moon isn't the Moonanites getting excited about something coming around the sun.
Yeah, I think there's the angelic realms are getting very, very excited. Here we are coming up on Passover tonight. In fact, probably already started in Israel. And this Passover is a very, very unusual one. And we still await to find out what Trump meant by many, many deaths. And all that, I'll get into that in a little bit, I guess. But these very large ships that were seen coming over the moon and going along and then disappearing into dark side, very, very interesting. All of that is coming about. Now, I can't tell you it's real. It sure looks real. And it's not the only one. We have all kinds of videos of UFO activity on the moon. And they're anti-gravity devices, and they can be huge. These ships can be a mile, 2 miles, or more, because anti-gravity. And you can lift the Great Pyramid if you got anti-gravity, make it less than a featherweight. Anyway. It's a good video of them, and other UFO sightings on the moon have been taken for a number of years, a lot of activity. And I think we're going to see, Larry, you have sent me a couple of things on paranormal, definitely paranormal. What was this one about this creature bites this guy and he dies? Can you elaborate on that? Hello? I guess we've lost Larry. Oh, let me see if I can get him back. Okay, wait a minute.
Hello?
Okay, got you this time. You fell off.
Oh, yeah, I did, and I'm back, though. I missed about 2 or 3 minutes of your presentation, but I heard the last of it just before the show here right now. Asked me about the... Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yep, gotcha.
Okay. Really recent report about, you know, we're seeing stuff all over the place. Upright walking canines, coyotes with glowing red eyes. You know, there's unbelievable reports that are just everywhere now about Bigfoot sightings in the last month or so all over the country. And a number of them in Oklahoma, by the way. But, yeah, this pale thing is really interesting because they encountered this pale thing in the dark, and they saw it, and it just looked pale, looked like kind of a coyote-looking, upright-walking thing, and it bit one of them on the foot. And then it vanished into the distance, and the next day, I believe this guy had died. So there's a lot of unexplainable stuff going on.
Yeah, it's going to keep getting worse, folks. Brownsville describes a strange humanoid he witnessed in an ally. A Native American neighbor believes it's a skinwalker. And we remember, I don't know if you folks remember, but Red Elk and some of the other ne'er-do-well erstwhile Native Americans have repeatedly said that the military was battling, and I think who's been reporting on that? I don't think it was Stan. But they were been battling these creatures under the earth, long walkers, they called them. I think Steve Quayle reported on some of that. And I know he reported on the military crew over there, and I think it was Afghanistan, wasn't it, where they ran into this giant, and it killed four or five special forces. And then they sent in another team. And they killed it, but it was huge. And, of course, you know, these are the remnants of the giants of old. And who knows really how big. The biggest one they've dug up, according to what Steve Quayle found, was, I think, like 36 feet tall. And that would maybe even be small compared to what Enoch talked about as far as the giants. And there's a fellow on YouTube, I think they call him the Mud Doctor or something like that. but anyway, he has found that a lot of these, I mean, giant, I'm not talking about 50 feet tall, I'm talking much bigger, and they're encrusted in mud and mud creatures. And according to what they say, it is flesh and blood underneath there. They've even taken samples of this stuff. And, of course, Red Elk told us all that the veils were going to thin as we came into the time of the purification, which is Native American talk, for the Great Tribulation, and that the veils would thin. And we'd see all kinds of creatures that would be virtually unexplainable, and many of them extremely dangerous. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. What's interesting, Stuart, is... Yeah, I was just going to mention what's really interesting, too. You were talking about mud creatures. That reminds me a lot of the golem in the Hebrew, you know, that they talk about, a creature made of dirt. And, you know, on the other end of that scale, what's really odd, if we remember biblical history, we're made of dirt, too.
Yeah, yep. From dust you came from, and to dust you will return. I guess that's, you know, that's kind of a leveler, don't you think, of people's arrogance and their haughtiness. We're going to go back to the dust. And anyway, getting into some of these headlines, 100 days of the virus. And I got this, I think, on Drudge Report. 100 days. Well, now they're talking it could go for 18 months. What's the deal, Larry, other than total confusion, total lies? Who's that lady doctor? I can never remember, Elizabeth or whatever her name is. The lead lady doctor that always comes out with Trump. She said that all deaths now listed.
Bart or Birch?
Yeah, something like that. All deaths now listed as COVID-19. So if you tested for it, and everybody has it, basically, because it's really not a virus. I don't want to get into that. I did post a couple things from David Icke and a fellow who actually was CEO of VidPhone or something like that, who's an expert on it, and both of them taken down by YouTube as not fit for community. So here's the deal, folks. If it's the truth, it's not fit for human community. You got to remember something about the New World Order. The whole thing is a lie. The whole thing is a fabrication. It's headed up by Satan, who is a liar and a murderer from the beginning. And all of this is designed as part and parcel of human culling and a lockdown of humanity by frequency means. I wrote those two books on frequency. Third one, still working on it. It's amazing how gullible the American people are. It's just incredible. I don't understand any of it. And where this is leading, of course, is you're either going to have to be vaccinated. That's a Nazi doctor, in my opinion. He reminds me of Dr. Death over there in Nazi Germany. Oh, yeah, well, you know, we're just going to have a vaccine, or we're going to have to be locked down, you know, for at least probably a year, maybe more. And everybody's going to have the vaccine. And then we have little Billy Gates, and I'm working overnight all the time just to get out this digital mark that everybody's going to have, or they won't be able to buy or sell, because you'll be locked out of civilization if you don't take this mark that they're developing. And it probably, from what I gather, Larry, it's an injectable mark. Is that the way you read it?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. And also, I don't know if you heard the latest news today from Fox, but, and of course, we don't know who this guy really is, but, you know, the son-in-law, Jared Kushner of Trump, he's pushing, he and his team is pushing an envelope now, trying to set up a system to where anytime anybody, anywhere, goes into a medical office of any kind, they have to report you to the government.
Yep, and probably anytime you enter a drugstore or anytime you enter a grocery store, if there are any left, because that lady doctor just told us we really shouldn't even be going into grocery stores. Folks, I don't know what's happened to the American people. I really don't. Why they're buying into any of this. You know, normally in a republic, you would be asking the people, well, do you want to take a chance and just go as usual? But no, we've got these Nazi doctor-like people, health people like WHO and the CDC, who have now become rulers, global rulers. Who gave them the authority to do that? And why are the American people giving these people that authority? Every time they come out, they lie through their teeth anyway. Yes.
There was a real truth popped out on I believe it was Lou Dobbs just a little earlier. I can't remember his name, but he's a real successful doctor. His own Fox News a lot, and he was making a claim today. He was saying, he was asking the question, why is doctors that are scientists, not medical doctors, telling the whole world and all America how to live and what to do and what medicines to take when you're not, he says the Trump people are not even using medical doctors to tell people what to do. They're letting scientists who know nothing about the medical field and treating human people actually tell everybody what to do. It's unbelievable, Stuart. This is exactly what Big Brother's all about. You have people that never treated anybody medically, not a patient, never saw a patient, and all they've done is read books and do research that are now being doctors and telling the American people when to go outside and when to stay in the home.
Yep, and they've also told you this is a new 9/11, only on steroids. Now, probably if you count up the people who died who were the first responders who went in there, I would imagine the death toll is probably closer to 4,000. Well, you can multiply that probably by 11 because that's one of the occult's favorite numbers. So that would be probably this false flag. And a false flag doesn't mean that people don't die. A false flag means there's an agenda behind it. So I'm looking for between 40,000 and maybe 50,000 people dying. But they are not going to be dying from something this weird. There's something else going on, much, much deeper. And it involves, I believe, 5G, 6G, which they're poo-pooing. And this Fauci doctor, what the Nazi doctor, I call him, and that's my opinion, is going around saying, well, we can't be having these conspiracy theories. He said that tonight. No, they're scared that people are going to figure out, finally, what was done to them and what was done to their loved ones. And I wouldn't want to be anybody in government or a governor or a lieutenant governor when this thing finally unravels, if it ever does. They better pray to their satanic god that the American people do not figure out what's going on. Because if they do, they will be dead, along with their families. I remember a long, long time ago, and I can't remember the guy's name, but he ran a newspaper, quite famous. And he told congressmen, I saw a video clip of it, in a hearing, you people keep this up, they're going to kill you. He was referring to the American people. They're going to kill you, and they're going to kill your families. So all you people out there, deep state, you're already dead as far as Jesus Christ is concerned, and you have now little time to repent to get in under the church age, if you have any time at all. And the other alternative for you, all of you deep state people out there who laugh and mock and think this is all a big joke, if you were to die right now, you'd be screaming to come back up and warn your families that this is all very real and that hell is real. So your alternative to laughing and mocking at Jesus Christ is to put your heads in the guillotine. Otherwise, you inherit eternal hellfire forever. You ain't getting out. You chose, and you people in the military that are listening, you chose. You're adults. We're all adults. We all make our choices. All I'm telling you is you've made a very bad choice. And you're going to find it out the hard way.
You know what, Stuart? And,
Go ahead.
I was just going to say what's really interesting, and this is really the truth. If there's a guy out there that goes to college and all he does is really learn and research and teach people how to grow mushrooms in doo-doo, he's a doctor. So the American people need to begin to wonder, all these people called doctors from one end of this country and the other, a lot of them are not medical doctors, and people need to quit listening to them.
I know, but they're going to. There's been an acquiescence here to a total lockdown, and these communist Democrat governors in these various states are really going for the lockdown. And now they keep saying, well, the lockdown's going to have to get worse. and on and on it goes. Well, I tell you what, folks, a lot of these people in apartments and whatnot, who at grocery stores, in fact, I went to Menominee and looked at what the Walmart store, and they have a cattle chute, basically, or you can't even enter the store. And they had a guard out front. He was unarmed, and it was a Walmart employee, but he was a guard. And this is not, here's another email I got. Yesterday, I shopped the Walmart Supercenter just north of the Arkansas-Missouri state line. They sell more alcoholic stuff there than in any other store they operate in the world. Must be a lot of people like to drink down that way. And I came away crying. Never in my 87-plus years have I observed such chaos. This is what's going on in America. These are your neighbors, folks. I don't know. Anyway, Dr. Fauci says conspiracy stuff. You need to stop that. David Icke, others are now being taken down. I lost two of in my The Lightgate blogger. They were taken down for not meeting community standards. So here's what the community standards are. You have to post government propaganda lies or it does not fit community standards. If you are telling the truth, you're an anathema to the community, and you cannot tell the truth anymore. And remember what Jesus Christ said about the truth, laying in the streets. So there it is. Anyway, here's something else. We are being locked into a frequency prison. And we're supposed to just be these little worker bees working on behalf of the global community. Remember the song, We Are the World, We Are the Children? I tell you what, Larry, I don't know. What do you think about all this?
Well, I find it interesting, too, that after Hal Turner posted about the Brunswick, Maryland, the troops that arrived there, and you saw, you know, matter of fact,
yes,
the only way you could see the image was I sent you a copy. He got hit, and all of his stuff was missing, and it's gone. It's not even there anymore. Nothing about any of that. So they're cleansing the internet, basically, Stuart, and the same way with videos. It's amazing. It's amazing. Anything you and I talk about is not fit for any community in America, probably.
I know. It's bad stuff. In fact, I watched a YouTube just before it went on the air. And remember I told you about Flight Radar 24, which you checked. And now they're even coming out in mainstream media and said, we went over to this Flight Radar 24 and thousands upon thousands of flights came into America from China, which is what we reported on a long time ago. And I don't think anybody believed it. All you got to do is go on Flight Radar 24 and look at their history. It's amazing. They keep track of every airplane, where it went, and all this. Anyway, here's something that's kind of interesting because I believe this is a frequency war. It involves 5G, 6G, nanobots, and maybe a hybrid of virus nanobot or something. What it does, it increases your cell toxicity. And when you get it, it kills off the oxygen. Now, this Boris, prime minister in England, he's not on ventilators. He's been given oxygen therapy, and so he's recovering. Vitamin C is another one. The one that Trump pushes is another one. It works. Doctors all over are saying it works. Fauci and the rest of them, well, that's ridiculous. I saw a guy on TV, on Fox News, of all things, come on. He was a professor at Harvard, and he was saying, this business about this, I don't know how you even pronounce the drug that Trump is pushing, and the doctors say it really does work. He was saying, that is all a lie, absolute lie. They're just lying to you. It's dangerous. Yes.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, like Fauci, He's a doctor, but he's a researcher, and he's only been the head of CDC for many, many, many years. I dare say that he's probably never treated anybody ever for anything, you know? And so who are you going to believe, Stuart? The doctors that treat people and heal them, or some idiot out there that calls himself a doctor that don't really know what he's talking about and has got a Clinton agenda in the background?
Yep. Well, this is the thing, and now with Biden coming up on top and Bernie, folks, keep your eye on who is selected for the VP, and it could be Obama himself, it could be Hillary, or it might be Michelle Obama. Keep your eye on who they pick, if there is an election. Even if there is, it'll be so rigged that I don't think Trump stands much chance, actually. Here's another thing I got, and I want to go back to the frequency. That we're engaged in a frequency war, actually. I was in the U.S. Air Force, and I was trained to repair air traffic radar and precision landing radar, talking about ILS systems and precision radar, GPS, not GPS, what is it? I can't remember now. I can tell you radar poisoning is very real problem. I went to the base hospital after a trainee didn't turn off the transmitter, and then we worked on the antenna for an hour, and he had to go to the hospital for it. That's frequency. And this is what this is. This is some mysterious tie between nanobots, 5G, and some sort of cell toxicity that's killing people. And if they up the power in 5G, look out, there will be a lot of deaths. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to mention while you're talking about that, a lot of people don't realize it, but the old ham people, the ham radio people, they have to be careful how they operate their hams, because it also emits a radiation and you can't get too much.
Yep. And it's we're living in a very toxic environment anyway. And anyway, this guy closes. He says, also here is a presentation from a doctor about the effects of electromagnetic radiation on the human body. And he says, I lived it. It is real. 5G and the coronavirus is a link he gives. 5G commercial network 2019 world coverage map. You look at the map, you look at where the outbreaks are, they're almost identical. Now, to make people even worse or kill off more people, increase the power. So, and this is what Fauci and the rest of these guys don't want you to know, because it's all conspiracy tinfoil hat theory, and there's no truth in it. Well, for the most American people, I guess that's probably true. But for the people that are really out there listening and trying to figure out all this on their own, you're just being scammed. This whole thing is a scam. I'm not saying it's not real, but the agenda behind it is the New World Order and the Roundup that could occur any time, and also likely could be the rapture at any time. If it's a pre-tribulational rapture, if it isn't, we're going to go in for a ways. Anyway, here's another headline, Larry. U.S. sees first food worker deaths. You are vital, Pence says. Show up, do your job. Doesn't matter if you die. Show up, do your job. So, anyway, Friday night, folks, we'll have a lot more. Time goes by so fast now. We're probably looking at time compression of some sort, getting into quantum physics when it gets to that. And anything else, Larry?
Yeah, I would just say that I don't remember ever in history that the American people themselves have become so expendable.
Yes, and not only that, they don't seem to care one way or the other. They just do whatever they're told. And like sheep, you know, there's a reason why the Lord uses sheep. I guess, according to what I can find out, sheep are the most stupid and gullible animals on the planet. Remember that the children of darkness are smarter than the children of light. And that's a warning from the Lord himself. So be on the alert, and I don't know, Larry. I think we'll do a bigger show on Friday if we can even get on. They're moving fast. Anyway, good night, folks. And thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And just keep your heads up, folks. And whatever you're watching, don't believe it. Believe the opposite, basically. If the government tells you one thing, it's the opposite is the truth. Anyway, good night.